Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and are always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today, we have our bookish guest, Lauren Blinn, and Lauren's welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me again.
So happy to have you here. So today, we're going to talk all things audiobooks. So first things first, you listen to a lot of audiobooks. Where do you listen to them?
I do listen to a lot of audiobooks. Lately, I've been listening. I use Overdrive to listen to library audiobooks, but I also use Scribd and Audible to supplement it, because sometimes the library, you'll have holds for like ungodly amount of time, like 12 weeks, 16 weeks, and I get bored. So I definitely have Scribd and Audible to help me with that. And I recently did a trial for Audible Scape, which is just romance. All you can read romance. And that one was really good too.
That was awesome. So Audible Scape, you can actually do multiple romance at once. Correct? Like it's not just one credit per month?
Yeah, Scribd. So Audible is, you'll have credits. You'll get 12 credits. You do like a yearly package. It's usually about $150. But if you get it on sale, hint, hint, like Black Friday or any of those holidays, it's, they sometimes go for like $99. So $99 for 12 credits, which is like a credit per month, you can kind of figure it out. Those you do get to keep though. And then they have, if you do have a yearly package, you get 2 free audiobooks a month, but it's from 5 of their picks. They're like Audible made picks. So they're not usually books you would know about. So that's kind of neat. Sometimes they're classics or they're really crazy sci-fi fantasy stuff. But Audible is the one that you don't, it's not like the library. You can listen to as much as you want. Scribd and Audible Escape are the ones that you can listen to as much as you want for, you don't own them, but you listen to as much as you want, kind of like Netflix, you know? But Audible Escape is just romance, like YA romance, contemporary, historical fiction, all kinds of romance.
Yeah, I tried everything. I tried Audible Escape, and for me, it's great for romance because there's a lot of selection. But for me, I think audiobooks is kind of like difficult to listen to books on like fiction. Like it doesn't grab my attention. So I'm curious to hear from you.
Yes. You definitely, with audiobooks, you definitely have to find your genre. It's kind of like reading. Like, I love to read romance, but there's some there's types of romance I like to read and some I like to listen to. For audiobooks, I have to have stuff that engages me. I can't listen to long-winded fantasies or, you know, like, just anything that will put me to sleep, like general fiction. I have to listen to either kind of like a suspense thriller romance, or thrillers in general are really good. Stephen King's might put you to sleep. There are some really good narrated ones out there, but like the very end of The Shining was amazing, but it's just getting to that point. It's 40 hours long. So, but I like YA fantasy, sci-fi, and romance, and thrillers. Those are my favorite audiobooks, definitely.
I love it. Yeah, I've listened to The Kiss Portion as a romance.
How's that?
It was really good, actually. And I listened to work, which was not safe for work. So I enjoyed it. and I listened to The Woman in Cabin 10. And that was actually a really good experience for me to read a thriller, to listen to a thriller. I think that was like a really good experience because I just waited for the pleasant turn. Like I was engaged with that book.
So. Woman in Cabin 10 was one of my first thrillers I listened to. And I was like, oh, I guess I like thrillers because I listened to that one. It was really good. I never could tell what was going on. And I did it while I was working. So Mm-hmm. It kept me entertained. Definitely.
Yeah, me too. I try to listen to Duke and I, because I'm right now binging on the Burger Tons, and I missed like three major scenes. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to read it. So it was a hit or miss. Like, it depends on the narrator. It depends on my engagement of, if I have to do menial tasks at work, then maybe that would be a good place to listen to it. But other than that, you know, it's somewhat difficult to listen.
Yeah, I have to be in the right headspace sometimes too. Sometimes if you're thinking of 50 different things, like we often are, you're not going to focus on the audiobook, no matter how hard you try. You're just not. So yeah, you definitely have to like pick and choose when you want to listen. Like sometimes driving is the best place. I know, time to listen. I know some people do audiobooks while they do house chores, things like that. Washing dishes or clothes or whatever.
That may be a good
place. I haven't tried that yet.
I should try that. You know, that would be a good place to do. One cool thing about Audible is, and I hate to be pushing Audible as like a, you know, there's Libre FM for independent bookstores to support, but Audible, if you don't like the book, you can return it and you can get the credit back.
Yes.
That's actually,
yes, you can. I'm such a cheapskate too. So I'll listen to Audible. Like I have my 12 credits for the year, right? Mm-hmm. But you've already calculated how much you paid for those 12 credits. So if they have sales on audiobooks, which they do, they had one where buy two for one credit, or they'll have them for sale for like $5. Like they usually have a daily deal. I'll spend my actual money instead of using my credit, which is worth like what, $12 or something. Mm-hmm. So I watch that too. So don't just let go of your credit. Watch how much the audiobook really is costing you is the only thing I would say for Audible.
Yeah, so there's some good things about Audible. Talk to us a script. Yeah. So you can listen to as many books as possible over there or within limit. So what kind of books do you find script that you may not see in Audible, or you may just not use your credits in Audible?
Scribd is good for books that I haven't listened to before. See, I like to buy audiobooks that I have listened to before that I loved. So Scribd is good for trying stuff out. They also have ebooks, audiobooks, newspapers, and I think they have sheet music. Scribd is not just audiobooks, they have a lot of stuff. But I like to flip back and forth between Overdrive, like the library, and see, okay, how long is the wait for Wallflower Wager? Okay, it's 16 weeks. Oh, look at that. It's on Scribd. So I'm going to go listen to it on Scribd instead of wasting one of my holds on the library. But no, they have all sorts of stuff. They have YA fiction, a really good selection of YA fantasy and sci-fi, which I like to listen to. They also have like contemporaries, like When Dimple Met Rishi, all the cutesy stuff. And they have a pretty good romance section. It's not as good as, I don't think, Audible Escape. But they're getting better. And the thing about Scribd is I've noticed they always switch. They seem to, every 30 days or 60 days, they must renew some of their leasing or something, or contracts, because it's kind of like Netflix. You know, Netflix is like, oh, new movies this month. I think they do stuff like that. So you're constantly having new things and new books to listen to.
Oh, that's exciting. So let's get to a round of audiobook recommendations. So who are your favorite narrators?
Okay. Favorite narrators recently would be Mary Jane Wells, and she actually narrates the Girl Meets Duke series by Tessa Dare. She helped me fall back in love with historical fiction. Like, I love historical fiction. But when I started listening and reading Tessa Dare and listening to Mary Jane Wells, I was laughing. I had to pause it at one point because I was trying to work, and it was so good, I couldn't focus.
Oh my gosh,
but she does. I love it, and that's the that's the Girl Meets Duke series. And then her other one, she did the Ravenel by Lisa Kleypas, I think is how you say her name.
Yeah.
And yeah, that one was really good as well. I started listening to the first three, and then I think I'm on number four. But there's at least six books in that series. So I'm excited about that one. The male narrator I would probably mention would be Jacob Morgan. And shout out to Freaks Between the Sheets on Instagram, because they were talking about him. And that led me to Helena Hunting, because he narrates that series, the Shacking Up series. Mm-hmm. It is amazing. I love those audiobooks. Like, even some of the books that you don't like as much as, like, the first or second one, they're still good, because the narration, like, where it might be, like, a 3.5, sometimes the narration is so good, you bump the book up, because it was done so well, you just have to give it credit.
Yeah, I think I've listened, I think he did some of the POC for Helena Hunting, so, and then listened to the last book. I think he was his narrator, and he's so good.
I think he must be Helena Hunting's, like, favorite narrator, because I think he did do some of the Puck series as well, and maybe Meet Cute. I'm not completely sure on that, but yes, I just love the way he narrates. It's hilarious.
Got a random question. What speed do you listen to audiobooks?
Speed I listen to. It's generally, I don't listen at one. And it varies from narrator to narrator, I notice on books, but usually about 1.2 to 1.5. I don't go over 1.5 because it's just I can't focus. I know some people try to listen to it at like 2 or 3 just to get through the book, but my mind just can't process all that. I just don't want it to be talking this slow. Just enough to keep you going and entertained.
Yeah.
So yeah, 1.2 to 1.5 is perfect.
Perfect. What has been your favorite audiobook that you listened so far?
I have a couple of favorite audiobooks. Hands down, one of the first ones I loved was a YA sci-fi series, It's Illuminated Files by Amy Kaufman and Jay Kristoff, and it was so good. If you've never listened to an audiobook before, it will spoil you. You will hate everything else. Like, you will constantly be looking for a full cast audiobook with sound effects. It's like an old, I don't want to say old radio show, because that sounds cheesy, but it just has that feeling of where you can just easily visualize, and it has the girl reading the girl parts and the guy reading the guy parts. It doesn't have the girl reading a whole chapter of what the guy thinks while she's thinking. No, it goes back and forth from girl to guy.
Yes.
And I loved it. And my favorite one was Gemina. The second book is hands down my favorite, even in the audiobook. Love it, love it, love it, because they even have a song in that one. The running joke is this stupid lollipop song that keeps popping up. It's like, it is the most annoying pop song ever. But I laughed every time it popped up with the characters, because they would be like running from evil villains and that song pops up. And I just died laughing. I love that series so much. I listened to it at least 2 or 3 times now.
Yeah, so I listened to the third book. That was my first audiobook. So you just told me why I've been spoiled from audiobooks, because that was the first audiobook I ever listened to, was the third book. And it was just an amazing experience. It was like the full cast audio, like, you know, and I love that book. The book itself is like a great experience to read, because even though it's like 600 pages, you can fly through in an afternoon, a couple afternoons, because it's like, it's mixed media files. But for some reason I just listened to it and it was so good.
Yes, it was just so good. Another one that's pretty close to that is, I would say, Scorpio Races by Maggie Stepwater. It's all about like a horse race, but on an island that reminded me of Australia. But the horses are creepy. And they're like water horses and they kill people. And so it's kind of like a really dangerous horse race. And the narrators, what was cool about it is you had the female narrator and you had the male narrator, but you also had a little bit of sound effects here and there. But that one I really loved as well. And let's see some other ones. Daughter of the Pirate King by Trisha Levin Seller. That one was hilarious. If you want to listen to some YA pirates, both of those books, those audiobooks are hilarious. The sass came across completely in those. Like, I was laughing. Once again, working and laughing. People probably think I'm crazy. just sitting in my desk laughing at these audiobooks. And let's see, what else? Two other series. I'll say Tessa Dare series, Girl Meets Scoop series again. And then her older series, Castles Ever After. That one was really cute. Had her signature, historical fiction, really good romance, but a lot of humor.
So share with us a few authors that you discovered thanks to audiobooks.
I would say Lisa Kleypas was one of them because I found Mary Jane Wells was narrating Girl Meets Duke. And so I started looking up, well, who's talking? Who's doing the narrating? So I looked her up and she had the Ravenel series by Lisa Kleypas. So I just started recently listening to those. So she's one. And then someone had recommended Scorpio Races. And I just never had a chance to read it, And I saw the audiobook one day and I was like, huh, let's try that. And it was so good. I just immediately added all of Maggie's books onto my TBR. Just piled them all on.
She has a new book coming up, right?
She does. It's the, oh, what is it? The Call Down the Hawk. That's what it is. Okay. I think it's another YA fantasy. It might have like some magical realism in it. A lot of her books do.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Oh, that one's coming out November 5th.
Oh, cool. Added to the TBR.
Exactly.
So now let's get to a round of book recommendations, or regular book recommendations. Okay, sure. So what three books did you read this past month that you enjoy?
The past month, well, I finished the second book of the Girl Meets Duke series, which I've already talked about that a million times, but I finished The Governess Game. I really like that one. I still like the first one the best, but the second one was really good as well. And a more kind of serious, well, it wasn't really serious. It was The Bookish Life of Nina Hill. And I really liked it, but it's one of those ones that looks like it's going to be completely light and fluffy. But it wasn't. It did have some serious content in it with her coming into contact with her family she didn't knew existed. Her real father passes away and come to find out she's got extended family that she never knew existed. So it was really good in that aspect. Plus she works in a bookstore and she had so many quips and just little tidbits in that book that were like references to like Star Wars and Marvel and just all sorts of nerdy isms that I just loved about that book. Let's see, my third one would probably be one I finished just today. It was Dangerous Desires. It's by J.T. Geisinger, and she does write, I don't want to say more serious, she definitely writes a little more heavy on the romance. But the characters' backgrounds usually have serious, Like, they would be trigger warnings if they were actually in the book. Like, but they're usually just kind of mentioned and the characters are kind of dealing with the after effects. But that one was really good. It was the second one in the series.
Okay. And you're starting the book slump right now? Or you're hopefully getting out of it?
Just finished it today and it was really good and it was really steamy and it had me thinking it was going to be a triangle. So I was like, oh my God, it's going to be a love triangle. Sometimes I like them and sometimes I don't. So I was kind of worried about it. But no, it ended up really well and I can't wait to read the third book. So
I love it.
Yeah, that one comes out. That one actually came out. It comes out August 20th.
Oh, awesome.
So that one was really good. Definitely recommend her. A lot of her books are on Kindle Unlimited.
Lots of applause. So, Kindle Unlimited, like myself, I'm like, if you're on Kindle Unlimited, then I'm going to take it. So,
yes, it's like, oh, it's free. It's included. Let me just grab it.
Yeah.
Which books did you read this month that you would recommend?
So I've been on a Bridgerton branch right now. So I've read six books out of the series. There's eight books in the series. So I would rank them based on what I like. So I really like the first five books. The sixth book, which is what I'm currently reading, it's the sister who's not part of the family. Like, she's part of the family, but she kind of like got married early, and she's been in Scotland for most of the books. So she's not part of the nuclear family. And I really don't like her book. That's the one book that I'm like, I'm struggling to finish.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah, I'm like,
it's like a middle book in a full series. And you're like, I don't like this person, but I want to continue the series.
I know. That's how I felt. And like, I knew from the beginning, like, I finished the book before that. And I was like, I knew this book was coming. And I was like, I'm not feeling like I want to read this book. And it's taken me 3 days to finish. And these books take me about a day and a half to finish. So I'm like, what is going on? And it just happens to be the sister who's just not connected. So I'm looking forward to book seven. Book eight is the same thing. He's a younger brother who's been eaten in college. So he hasn't been around for most of the books. And I don't know the character, so we'll see how he comes about. But this book, I was like, it just like doesn't resonate. But I really love Duke and I is good. Has some problematic scenes. So I would say like just read it, just get it through the first book, just get through it. The second book is a Hate to Lovers romance. The third book is Cinderella retelling. The fourth book is really good because we figure out who Lady Whistledown is. Throughout the books, there's a gossip columnist who named names and talks about the ton, talks about the, you know, all the society people. And so we don't know who Lady Whistledown is. And then on the fourth book, that gets revealed. So it's actually really good. So I really like that one. That's a Friends to Lovers romance. The fifth book, they don't know each other. They meet over letters. And so the main character decides he offers her marriage over the letter. So she decides to go and see if they can be a good fit. And, you know, like, society, that's not okay. Like, you know, scandal. Like, you should not be going unchaperoned to someone's house. So they are forced to get married. Like, surprise, surprise. But it was really good. So I really like the children in that book. There's children. The sixth book, which is the one that I'm reading now, it's actually she got married when she was 20. 2 years later, her husband died. And then she's best friends with the husband's cousin who ended up taking the husband was an earl, I think. And so he ended up taking the royal thing. And he has been in love with her ever since. So now they're like, it's a sort of getting together. It's okay. It's steamy. It's the most steamy book out of the series. But for some reason, I just cannot connect with her. Like, I haven't connected with her five books earlier. Like, this is kind of like a brand new character in that sense. And I'm like, I don't know what to expect. So I just have to power through. I got like 100 pages left. And once I power through, then I get to listen to or get to read the seventh book, which is The Last Child, the youngest one. And she's been in the books for most of the books. So she's actually an interesting character that I'm looking for reading.
Well, good. Hopefully that series picks up a little because I want to read it too.
Yeah.
It's on my list too.
Yeah, it's actually really good. I treated myself, like, I got an Amazon gift card for my birthday, and I ended up just treating myself and just buying the ebook. So I was like, I'm just not even going to wait for the library. I'm just going to just try it and just go through it. And so it's been really a series to just dive into it. But I'm looking forward to be done so that I can actually listen or read, you know, other books in the historical romance on genre, since I actually discovered that I like it and then want to go all those backlist titles.
And then you added like 100, 500 books on your list as soon as you found out you like historical fiction romance. That's how it works.
Pretty much. I got Lisa Kleypas, I got the Ravenel series, I got The Girl Meets Duke, I got to finish The Wallflower Wager. I have The Castle Ever After for Tessa Dare. I got that because you sent me Romance in Your Youth. So I have that book.
I love that one. I love that one.
And I ended up buying the other two books, actually, because I still had some money in my gift card. So I was like, well, I'm just going to buy some more books. So I bought that series. And then I have Sabrina Jeffries and then Maya Rodale. So there's like all these authors that I'm like discovering that I'm like, I'm just going to, oh, Sarah McLean, The Wicked Wallflower. And The Raisin and the Beast. So I had those books. So I'm just like, I have a lot to read within the historical fiction.
Tessa Bailey's another one. Oh, wait, does she do historical fiction?
No, oh. Tessa Bailey does
contemporary.
But for me, Tessa Bailey is a hit or miss. So Tessa Bailey has led me to a few book slumps. Fix Her Up is one of them. So I had to... I already tried lightly with Tessa Bailey. I think I'm going to try her her Kindle Unlimited series that she has. Mm-hmm. She just got a new book out. That series looks good, so I may try that and see if she's actually she's one of those books that I actually like, or it's just a hit or miss.
I just thought of another historical fiction. Okay, it's not an adult YA. I mean, it's not an adult romance. That's okay. The wrong word. It's a YA romance historical Ooh. Fiction, but... Stalking Jack the Ripper.
Oh, yes. I read Raymond that.
Scalco.
Yep.
That was I really love good. That series. I think it's the fact that because I like watch stuff like that. I like the crime scene and like the alienist and just all that historical fiction dealing with morgues and autopsies. And she just kind of combined that but had a really good kind of mystery in it. But also, there's definitely romance throughout the series. So,
yes.
I like that one.
Yeah, I read the first book in the series, and I didn't continue for some reason. I think I may try to pick them up. I think for me, sometimes I get worried about series that release one book a year. Because I have to find, I'm one of those people who likes to binge them all and then just so I can remember what happens and get to know the Easter eggs. If I read them a year apart, then I forget things. Like that's
what I do audiobooks for that. If I can find an audiobook and like I read a book like last year and I'm trying to catch up, that's another reason I like audiobooks. I'm like, okay, I have no idea what happened in that first book and second book, but I need to read the third book. So let's see if I can find the audiobooks real quick and listen to them in 2 days.
That's a really good smart idea. Yeah. Because that was my issue with Three Dark Crowns. Like, I really loved that series. I read the first two or three books of the series. And some reason, no, I read the first two books in the series. And then the third book came out and I totally forgot what happened. So I was completely lost. And I was like, I DNF it because I was like, I need to read the other books again. So I'm waiting for the fourth book and just read them.
I read the first one and it was okay. I just couldn't connect to the characters. And it was at the point of where I'm like, okay, half of y'all are going to die. This is going to be like Game of Thrones, YA Game of Thrones. I just know it. So I'm like, I'm not completely connected to any of you. Let's put the series down before it hurts me.
Yeah. For some reason, I enjoy it. Like, I remember liking it. But I was like, I don't remember half of the books now.
You were like, yes, who's going to win?
So, but yeah, it was one of those series where I was like, I like it, but I don't remember half of the books. Same happened with The Red Queen. That book, I didn't finish the series because I haven't finished the Clone of Cloth series too. Like, I haven't finished a lot of the series. Like, I'll bench on whatever books have been published and then wait till the year comes up for the next book. And then I was like, I totally forgot what happened.
Well, I think that's YA fantasy in general. It's just, you're always waiting for the next book in another series. It's no matter what's going on, you're usually reading about 10 series at a time.
Yeah. So, fun times. So what books are your TBR this month?
This month, I have two books that you sent me. I've got Serpent and Dove, and I've got The Girl the Sea Gave Back. I'm really excited. I'm trying to like fly through those before they release in, I think, September, mid-September-ish. Mm-hmm. And then I have one from I'm really excited about. I got the arc for. It's the second book in a series, and it's a thriller romance. So I like to describe this one as like Mission Impossible with romance. Like it's half kind of save the world action and danger, and half of it is romance. And it was the Final Hour series by Juno Rushdan. Mm. The second book is called Nothing to Fear, but the first book, which I have read, was called Every Last Breath. And mm-hmm. I really liked that one. And it's only a duology, I believe, but the first one had two characters and two points of view, like male, female. And then mm-hmm. the second one's going to have two of the characters from like the same security company. So mm-hmm. like it kind of continues the story of, I think there's a mole in the security company is the premise of it. So you're kind of like continuing the story, seeing the first characters in the first book kind of in the background, but you're mm-hmm. mostly focusing on the new possible couple.
I love it.
I love that book. And I was very surprised. It was one of those ones I read this year that I was like, give it a try. You know, click it, read it, and you're like, oh my God, this is good. Like, how can I have not heard of this person before? And I think it was her first book. It came out in June. And then this next one comes out end of August, I believe, the end of August. So yeah, the whole series comes out within 3 months. I love it.
I love it. I love when that happens. I love that romance actually can deliver romance like within the timely fashion that we don't have to wait a year for things.
Yes. No waiting. Please write all of them at once and then publish a couple months apart.
Yes. That's the best thing. You know, I'm like, I can binge read on this and I don't need to remember. And most of them aren't seen alone, so you don't need to remember what happens, but it's really great too. So, but I love it. I love that about romance.
Oh, yeah. So I'm really excited about that. Oh, and Bone Houses. I have the Bone Houses.
Oh, yeah.
To read, which look really creepy. And something about cemeteries. And it's like kind of like YA, I guess, fantasy, YA thriller. But it looked like it had a little bit of magical something going on the island where bodies could, like, it's like a curse. Bodies could rise and something happens. And, you know, people have to go on a little adventure to figure out what's going on. So I'm really excited about that one too. So I have all sorts of stuff to read this month.
I love it. So
what are you looking forward to reading this month on your TBR?
So it's all historical.
All historical.
So the Wallflower Wager is next after the Bridgertons I'm done. And then I'm going to start with Castles of Arachne, Romance and Magic, and then the other two books in the series. So it's just basically I'm going to go on Tessa Dare, and then I may do Lisa Kleypas next. So I don't have to read for the podcast, which is amazing. So now I actually can read anything that I want. And so right now I'm focused on historicals. I have quite a few. So I got approved for like 10 arcs on Edelweiss. It was like randomly, like literally, I think someone at Avon was like, who can approve for all her arcs? Because they were all from Avon HarperCollins. Oh, and they were all got approved within like the same day. And I was like, what is going on? So we met in December, which looks like, it seems like one day in December that came out last year. The premise looks like the same. So I'm kind of curious mm-hmm. to see if I like it. I got approved both in Edelweiss and at Galley. So I was like, well, I guess I'm going to read it. I have 25 days till December, which is a Christmas book. I got a few Christmas books to read. I got the Jill Chavez Christmas book. I think it's Robin to You. Mm-hmm. So I have that book to read. And then I got, I'm trying to think what other book. Something holiday related. So there's quite a few holiday books. So I think after I'm done with historicals, and I'm just going to go for Christmas books and then just maybe try to read it through too in October.
I have several Christmas stuff as well. I still have, I have 10 Blind Dates, which I'm really excited about because it was going to be that. You have that one too?
Yep.
Because it's going to be a Netflix series. So yes. I'm all over anything that's going to be on Netflix.
Yes, I got that in BEA. It was a Disney book, which I'm surprised it's going to be a Netflix series because it came from Disney.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being in the show.
Well, thank you for having me again. It was a lot of fun. I really like talking books and audiobooks and whatever.
I know. I love talking books with you. So Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We'll be back next week with a brand new bookish recommendation show. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review on iTunes. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What's Your Next Podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourrenextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.